Today in Chechnya, gunmen killed 6 foreign aid workers, including 4 nurses who worked for the International Committee of the Red Cross. The relief organization suspended operations in Chechnya. The Russian and Chechen governments condemned the attack, which the ICRC says is the worst in the agency's history. The killings took place at the Red Cross hospital in Novi Atagi, known for its treatment of war wounds. The BBC's Andrew Harding reports that the identities of those responsible are unknown.
The men who walked into the Red Cross compound in the village of Novi Atagi and shot 6 people dead at point-blank range were not, it seems, there to steal anything. The Red Cross says it's come up with no motive for the attack, but appears to have ruled out theft. It is possible that this was the work of some disgruntled gang of local criminals, but the deliberate nature of the crime has raised fears in Chechnya that it may be part of a wider campaign to try to disrupt the peace process in the republic. The Chechen Vice Premier, Movladi Udugov, has already suggested as much, describing the attack as a terrible link in a chain of provocations. Many Chechens are convinced that hardliners in Moscow, unhappy with the Kremlin's decision to withdraw all its troops from the republic, are trying to stir up trouble. If the security situation were to deteriorate, President Yeltsin would come under pressure to keep some soldiers in Chechnya, and next month's presidential election could be delayed as a result. But although the conspiracy theory may be true, trying to pin down exactly who might be behind it is almost impossible. Various shadowy security forces and mafia gangs are often accused of profiting from the war and seeking to prolong it, but solid evidence has proved hard to come by.
The BBC's Andrew Harding reporting from Moscow.